And so with that, we're going to go on with some singers. And this might have been the first time that we had Mickey Zhang in. Let's go to this same year, 2016. Zhang is a 17-year-old singer, 10th grader at St. George's School, studies with Steve Mortier, and he's joined by the pianist Yichen Xin, and the two of them together are going to do Robert Schumann's Die Beiden Grenadier, the two grenadiers.
Nach Frankreich zogen zwei Grenadier, die waren in Russland gefangen. Und als sie kamen ins deutsche Quartier, sie ließen die Kühe verhangen. Da hörten sie beiden die traurige Meer, das Frankreich verloren gegangen. Besiegt und geschlagen das tapfere Heer, und der Kaiser gefangen. Da weinten zusammen die Grenadier vor der kläglichen Kunde. Da eine sprach, wie weh wird mir, wie brennt meine rote Wunde. Sprach, das Lied ist aus. Auch ich möcht mit dir sterben, doch hab ich Weib und Kind zu Haus, die ohne mich verderben. Waschet mich Weib, waschet mich Kind, ich trage mein Bad. Mein Kaiser, mein Kaiser gefangen, gewähr mir nun eine Bitt, wenn ich jetzt sterben würde, so nimm meine Leiche nach Frankreich mit, begrag mich in Frankreichs Erde, das Heilung kreuz im roten Band. Sollst du aufs Herz mir lieben, die Flinte geh mir in die Hand, und wird mir Wunde liegen, so will ich liegen und Menschen still, wie eine Schild war im Grabe, mich ein Schisch helle Kanonengebrill, und wie der Rose getragen. Reiten mein Kaiser, wo lebe mein Grab, viel Schwerter, Krähung und Blitzen, viel Schwerter, Krähung und Blitzen. Dann steig ich gewaffnet voll aus dem Grab, den Kaiser zu schießen.
Mickey Zhang, 17-year-old singer who is singing Die Beiden Grenadier by Robert Schumann. Go to that microphone, Mickey. And just, what was going on in that song?
Tell us. Like two soldiers in the era of, Napoleon. And sure. They were captured by the Russians. And when they go back, they reach the, German quarters, and they heard their king died. Not died, captured. Okay. Napoleon captured, and one of the soldiers said, "I'm very sad because my wife and my kids they're at home waiting for me, but I don't think I can make it home. But the other soldier said, "I'm sad too, but not because my wife and my kids, because of my king. He was captured, and I hope I can one day, if I die, I hope I can one day raise out of my grave and be able to defend my king again." So
almost a whole opera in one song, isn't it?
Yes.
Amazing. Thanks. Thanks a lot for telling us about that. Mickey Zhang is the singer who was just singing for us. Yichen Shen, the pianist who sang with him, who played with him for the... And that was his 2016 performance. That might have been the first time we heard him. Let's go ahead and rock it ahead to the next year when he did a musical theater piece for us.
Dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave did not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow thy star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right, without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know, if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. And the world will be better for this. And when men, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with its lessons of courage to reach the unreachable star.
Mickey Zhang, a year later in 2017. Let's stay with singers for a little while and hear from a young woman in high school singing one of the great Puccini arias. Now we go to the singer, Samantha Schneider. She's a student of Don Bolsky, joined by Mary Trotter, and everybody's favorite tune. She's going to be beseeching us to have her way. Let's get this famous aria, O Mio Babbino Caro, from Gianni Schicchi.
Oh, any daddy's heart would melt at that. O mio bambino caro from Gianni Schicchi by Puccini. That was Samantha Schneider, a singer who studies with Don Volsky. She was joined by the pianist Mary Trotter. And thank you. Thank you, Mary. So,
there we go. Let's go now to a combination of people who sing together, who play together, and represent often the real relational aspect that music making can take. This was in 2016 when we had Anna Noland and Melinda Wagstaff back. They had been in as a duo, but you'll see the extent to their abilities within the next two pieces. So let's hear from them. Anna Noland in two different in two different aspects here. This is going to be a lot of fun. I think you've been here before, as I remember, Anna. Anna Noland is a 17-year-old, in this case, pianist, as we begin, and she studies with Barbara Miller, and is a student at St. George's School, a junior at St. George's School. And Anna has for us the Chopin Nocturne in E minor. Thank you. The expressiveness we've come to know from Anna Noland playing that Nocturne in E minor by Chopin, a student of Barbara Miller. So let's get the duet ready to go, because Anna is going to come back in her other manifestation along with Melinda Wagstaff, a repeat performance, as I remember, from these two, and what might be close to their swan song is this duet. Now you'll be facing, he'll show you where to. Now, even farther back on back on the X. There you go. Okay, Anna Noland and Melinda Wagstaff have been a duet for a couple of years. They started on a volleyball team, and it became a duet, and they've entertained us before. Students, respectively, of Don Volsky and Nancy Klingman are going to be joined by Greg Presley as they sing the Habanera of Pauline Viardot.
Conmigo al mar, que en la playa vengo a él, hogar
Anna Noland and Melinda Wagstaff, their duo. A very shtick-filled habanera by Pauline Viardot. We'll have Anna back with us next year, Melinda off to the Eastman School of Music. And I want to come in here for a moment and opine, because I don't want to have very many regrets. It's a time, I figure, during the morning music, don't want to spend time with regrets. But one of the great things that I hope you see here in a subplot in all of this is the personal and musical relationships of these young people. And that was a great example, those two young women who had essentially grown up together and done so many musical things together. During my 15 years with the Spokane Youth Symphony, I observed so much of it, and such a powerful thing that everybody needs a tribe, and the music tribe is the best. And you've heard many examples of that. We're going to hear one more example of that right now as we hear yet another duet. Oboe and viola duet, and so we'll get them ready to go here. This is James Marshall, the violist, and the oboist, Claire Evansmeyer, both of the members of the Spokane, say that?
Arnsmeyer.
Okay, we will continue the discussion on handwriting. Anyway, Claire Arnsmeyer and the two of them, members of the Spokane Youth Orchestra, have for us the two movements of duo concertant in F major by the Baroque era composer Josef Fiala.
Thank you.
we're going to leave it right there. They have another movement to go, but they're performing on the Festival Highlights concert tonight. So therefore, we can know how this story comes out by coming tonight at 7:30. Claire Ehrensmeyer and James Marshall, the oboist and violist, respectively, members of the Spokane Youth Orchestra, both seniors, both going off to do great things next year, and both sounding really, really good. Thank you for concluding our performances from Music Fest Northwest. So that was no conclusion here, but that was a conclusion the day of that broadcast in 2017, Wednesday of 2017, and our musicians from Music Fest Northwest.